Okay, fine. All right, Rabbi, so we said our limud halacha is l'schus refuas Yosef Dov ben Chayla. I believe that the Kehillah reached its target and exceeded it, 1.4 something million. So Baruch Hashem, so there is a chance that we'll be back in Ohel Moshe quite soon. Okay, so Rabbi,
how many months?
They think they're going to be in for Pesach. Which would be quite a miracle, but just okay. So we've taken a couple of days holiday from Hilchos Lashon Hara in order to speak about the Saint Talmud motto. We spoke yesterday about the day, why we start by day, etc., and what happens at night. So just to run through briefly some of the halachas which are negeah to the Saint Talmud motto, because it's Dvar Yom B'Yomoy. First of all, the Saint Talmud motto is not like the same Barucho. It's not like changing over. Changing over in the winter is not like changing over in the summer. Because in the summer, you're used to saying the Saint Talmud motto through the winter. And therefore, Bistoma, if you're not concentrating, you probably said the Saint Talmud motto. And the moment you mention motto, you've killed your tefillah. Because you're not allowed to mention motto in the summer. And therefore, you'd have to always go back. You'll always be choizeh. Masha Inke. Now, we've been used to saying, through the summer, the same Barucho. If you say, Baruch Aleinu, the same Barucho al Pnei Adomo, that's not a contradiction to the season. There's nothing wrong with the same Barucho. There's nothing wrong with saying the same Barucho al Pnei Adomo, even in the winter. The only problem is, you didn't mention motto yet. So I still owe the motto, but I haven't said anything wrong. And therefore, if you say Baruch Aleinu, the same Baruch Apnei Adom, Sabeinu Matur, Baruch Shaseinu, Kashon Matur, etc., you so far haven't said a bad Nusach, you're just missing the motto. And therefore, if you remember before Baruch Ato Hashem, if you remember that you haven't said the same Talamotu Levrocha, then you just say the same Talamotu Levrocha, Apnei Adom, in that place where you remember. In other words, it's additional to the same Baruch. Yeah, it's not a problem that you said the same Barucha, and you could be Moisif the same Talmud Motto of Barucha as well up till Baruch Ato Hashem. What happens if you really said Baruch Ato Hashem? Then you finish Mavorach Hashonim. Then we've had the discussion many times about whether or not the period in between this Barucha and the next Barucha belongs to the last Barucha or belongs to the next Barucha. Yeshoimrim, that you could say Baruch Ato Hashem, Mavorech Hashonim, we're saying Talmud Motzei Levrocha al Pnei Adomo, because I'm still in Mavorech Hashonim as long as I haven't started to Kabbash Shofar Gadol Cheriseinu. But the Mishnah Berurah says that you don't need to do that. It's a machlokes. Why get into that machlokes when you have the opportunity to put it right in Shema Koileinu? And you still owe the same Talmud Motzei Levrocha. You've said Baruch Aleinu and you said the same Barucha. Done nothing wrong so far, but you're missing the same Talmud Motzei Levrocha that you can add in Shema Koileinu before Kiyato Shemea Tefilas Amcho Yisro Barachmin Tefilas Kopeh, whatever you say. Yeah, there you can add in the same Talmud Motzei Levrocha al Pnei Adomo. Therefore, you don't need to rely on this kula of, according to those shittas, of saying that I still belong to Mavorech Hashonim just after Mavorech Hashonim. You don't say it there, but you say it, you must from afterwards, in Shema Koileinu. If you forget in Shema Koileinu, we'll talk tomorrow.
Started in Faraway, Northwest London, Wednesday, 23rd of Kislev, 6th of December, Rena Rav Rubashai, Schlesinger, Schlita, Hanukkah Inyan. This week's Torah is sponsored by the family of Lachman, Nachbert, Sulisman, Asun, Bensu Shine, Mary Yor, and Chaya Lachman, Shatichia, which took place on Monday. He, Rotso, and Shivna Bais, then will be sworn to Shem, this is all. Nothal is Chus, Hashavu, and Rachayalom, Ramil Chamosh, Yachsul, and Votahem, and Shalom, Ben Hei Rot.
Amen. Rishus, thank you for Sita Lamot, Dover, Beitu, and Matoif. We are now, what is the one day before Hanukkah? Light, Chanukah candles, Nerus Chanukah Bekitzer. Last week said in the Parshas Vayishlach, they say it goes a story as that the Briskerov, when the war broke out, he was in Warsaw. And he had to go from Warsaw to Vilna, because Vilna we knew was going to be free for another 2 years. It was a haskim between the Deutsche and the Russische, that Vilna will be and it was taken for 2 years. It didn't belong to anyone, and there was no war there, and all the yeshivas came together. All the yeshivas were saved later on. Most of them came to Vilna. Reb Chaim Moshe looked after them till he passed away. On the way between Warsaw and Vilna, the British government was told that there's a group of Nazi soldiers around in the area. So he said, don't worry. Why don't worry? Doctor, because it was looks like it was Parshas Vayishlach. And it states that Yankov Avinu had a big fight with the Soros Shel Esav. The Soros Shel Esav told him, Lo Yaakov Shemecho, your name is not anymore Yaakov, it is, but not only Yaakov. Israel will be your name, Kisariso Imalehim Vanoshim Vatuchol. Because you had a fight with the Soros Shel Esav and Anoshim. So Drashi, who were the Anoshim who he overpowered? Vatuchol, he overpowered them. Esav velovon. This is the Rashi. Tzarisa melhim ve'anoshim. Anoshim is Esav velovon. Fred Briskerov, it was before meeting Esav. He only met Esav after he won, he overpowered the social Esav. And then he went on the journey and he met Esav, but it was afterwards. So how could the Malach now say, the social Esav now say, Kisarisu melhim v'anoshim, so drashi anoshim means Esav v'lovon. Lovon yo, or Esav not yet. So the Briskerov.
He knew Esav from before he went away to Lovon.
Yo, but didn't overpower him yet. He went to meet him now for war, yo. He came with 400 people and he went with his family, so the fight was still in the future. So the Briskerov, it seems that once you overpower the Sorishel Esav Bashumoyim, so meeting Esav is totally irrelevant anymore. Because he won already the Ruchnisdige power from Esav, which was the Sorishel Esav. But the Briskov gesagt, today my tefillah in the morning was this Kabul, and there's no Nazis today. It means that we have to win Bashumayim, Badrabbeinu Shaloylam, Bashmoyna Esre. We daven the free, as we mentioned before, yo, the same broch, the same talamot, broch alinus hashon azois. That's already decided what the business is going to be today. What you go in the office, there's no mamish, no aoinish from other marishin, yo. But the iker koyach for nayid is the tefillah in the morning, the seriso imalehim to fight the sorish aleisov bashomayim. And once we overpower the koyach bashomayim, automatically is already in Melhim ve'anoshim Esav. As he said from Briskerov, because it's a very strong kasha last week parsha. They say that afterwards, when he prepared himself to meet Esav, so he put the shvachos and their children in the front, and then Leah on the children, and then was Rochel and Yosef. So if the front row was more dangerous, so how could he pick and choose Yaakov Avinu to put the Bnei Shfochus more in danger than Bnei Leo, and Bnei Leo more in danger than Rochel and Yosef? You can't choose when it comes to Pekuach Nefesh, and Doich Nefesh mit Nefesh, all the Yidin are the same. You can't choose, yo. See, Dr. Meister sagt man, that once the Kalina Rebbe went past Brisk, and he knew Reb Chaim Briske very well. So he wanted to meet Reb Chaim Briske. He went, and Reb Chaim Briske was in the middle of the Gemara of the Sanhedrin. For the Gemara asked, how do we know the halacha? That if a goy comes to a yid and tells him, kill another yid, if not I will kill you, he's got to say, my chosid the domach somer tvei, dimel somer dechavra, dimel domer dechavra, how do you know your blood is redder? Maybe the blood of your friend is more red than you. So Drashi Chobiv Yosel if the Hamokrim. So you can't decide because you want to save yourself, you're going to kill another yid according to save yourself. Maybe the other yid is more chosheb as the Ebishter. So the Chaim, so Reb Chaim learned the Gemara, didn't even realize that the Kalina Rebbe came in. And I learned the Gemara, Kum Tochois, Adei Bagoy comes to Reb Chaim Briske, the Rav from Brisk. And tells him, kill Yankel, the Wasserträger. Kill Yaakov, who who sells water in the streets. Reb Chaim Brisel got to say, my chosid adom chzamutvei. How do you know that Reb Chaim is more choshever? Maybe the Wasserträger is more choshever. We don't know who is choshever the Eibishter. Memele, how could it be that Yankov Avinu chose to put Shvochos v'Yaldehen in the front, and then Leo, and then Rochel? He chose and picked to put more in danger. Well, Emes steht da, Yankov Avinu went to the front, yo. Now the Teretz is, after Kisorisu im Elohim v'Anoshim v'Tuchol, there was no danger anymore. It wasn't a question of danger. Because he already poiled by the Sorosh, he overpowered the Sorosh Esav. Once he overpowered the Sorosh Esav, there's no Esav down here.
Why did he do it?
Because later on, when they bowed, then the state ate the Seder. First, with Teshtachaveno Shvochois, and then Teshtachaveno Leo, and it seems that it's not so choshev to be Teshtachaveno for Esav. So in this, Nushayn, and them can have Acholoifen, we come to Chanukah. We had many nisim in Chanukah. The main two nisim were, in Gemara Zogt, called the Pach Shemen. They had a little Pach Shemen, and they needed for 8 days because they wanted to have Toya Digger Shemen's eyes. And it was enough for one day. But because it was a Pach Shemen, the Choysomui Shil Koyen Godel, it was a Koyach Ruchni. Quantity doesn't matter. Once you go bekoyach ruchnius, bekoyach hatoyre, bekoyach hakoyin godl, bekoyach hakedusha, bekoyach hatahare, bekoyach hatzitkes, chosomo shel koyin godl, it'll burn as long as needed. The same by the melchoma. Rabim biad ma'atim. Rashi zokte bashu de sabroch, asin de matisho, bonne ben 11 people. And you won in there, mamish, thousands upon thousands, with hundreds of thousands. With a big army. Never mind. Emes taki rabbi yad me'atim. Geburim en taki chaloshim, or be tzadikim en tohoirim. If you go bekoyach hakdusha, bekoyach ruach, that's the greatest power possible. You all know the show which the Maskilim made to make fun of a Yiddish Melchome, yeah? They made a show, and they showed there that the big Yiddish army are going towards the enemy to make a war, to fight them. Come to Mashuach Melchome, the Kohen, who was Mashuach Melchome, he was responsible in the Melchomes, said anyone who just got married, or anyone who planted a vineyard, anyone who got a new house, please go home. So all the youngsters went home. No, the youngsters, they were married. And then the new houses, whatever it is. So middle-aged. Seder. Then I said, anyone who's got any avere, even he spoke between putting on the shaliyad and putting on the shalrosh, please go home. You don't want anyone with averes. You can imagine, everyone went home. And the only remainder was Zongze, Rab Kiveger, Shagis Are, Nachsam Soifer, three alte Yidden, and this was the end of the show. This was the joke which the Maskilim made of the army, of the Yiddish army. And someone came to tell Rab Chaim the story. So the Chaim, no, they didn't complete the show. The final show was that these three Tzadikim won the war. Yeah. Tzadikim, Yazel, Chaloshim, Take, Emes. Geboren biat chaloshim, favos, was sie gewähnt, reshoim biat tzadikim, ois kusir secho, teure, teuro, aro pao, take us, take any Yiddish community, in Golas, we are se'echas b'yeshivim ze'evim, yo, 70 wolves and a little sheep, and we exist, not with a quantity power, it's a quality power. It's a koyach of seriso im lehim ve'anoshim. We fight our mechome in a different part of the world. Avale, we have to make ishtadlis, and we do make ishtadlis. Oh, but the real power behind the ishtadlis is the koyach ruach. Das ist Chanukah, the power of Ruchnius, the power of Pnimius Alev, the power of Tzadikim, the power of Tehoirim, the power of Uskis Yurasecho, the power of Yankov Avinu. Yankov Avinu, Zokter Meshe Chochme, Zokter Dor, the Eibishter came to Yankov Avinu before he went down Parshas Vayigash, when he was just on the way down to Mitzrayim. Vayirei Od Hashem B'marois Halaylo. It was Lailo, but it was Marois, the light of Yaakov Avinu. Always, when we are in Golas, we remember Yaakov Avinu. We say, Motzei Shabbos, Al Tira Avdi Yaakov, Al Tira Avdi Yaakov, Al Tira Avdi Yaakov. Because the power of Yaakov Avinu was Mairiv. It's dark outside. Oh, but we have the koyach of Mairiv. Mairiv, Zog the Gemara, is Emes Ve'emuno. In the morning, Avada, is Emes Ve'yatsiv. We see it. In the night, we don't see it. Oh, but see Emes Ve'emuno. The koyach ruchni is there. Wherever you are, I follow you. I come with you. You're going to Golas, you're going to Mitzrayim. Yankovin was very afraid. The light in the darkness. I think that everyone feels a special touch to the light, to the Neiros von Chanukah. We're in Golas, and unfortunately, the outside world is what it is. Very dark. It's the goyim doch totally mishigi in ganzen, komplett. No spiritual, I'm not speaking about spiritual, nicht gemenschen bachlau. No bachlau menschen. It's dark outside. Aber it's marois halaylo. Chaneke comes to give us the chizuk, the emune, the koyach of Klal Yisrael, which is a little Tehillim, as little as it is. A kapitel Tehillim, three kapitel Tehillim, Achinu Kol Beis Yisrael. It's a different power altogether. It's a koyach of the Pach Shemen, Bechoysomoy Shel Koyen Godel. We are on a different level altogether. Nothing to do Bechlau with the conditions, Gashmizdige conditions. It seems that we depend on it, but we don't. When you see the light of Chanukah, the Nirus HaKdoshim, Eilon Roshus L'shtamot B'meida L'roysom B'lvad, just look at it, and take out Chizuk of this little Pach Shemen. On the Heilige Ramban, Zogt in Parshas Bahal Yischo, that when the Eibishter told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Aron HaKohen, he should light the menorah in the Beis HaMikdosh. And he was in pain because his shevet did not bring a korban with all the nesiim by the Chanukah's Beis HaMikdosh, Chanukah's HaMishkon. They didn't bring. So the Eibishter told him, Shelcho gedoylo misholehem. You lighting the menuro in Beis HaMikdosh is greater than the korbanos of the nesiim. Bring the Rabban HaMikdosh. Why? Because their korbanos are only while there is a Beis HaMikdosh. When the Zachum Beis HaMikdosh, there's no korbanos. But your menuro will remain. Fragt of the Rabban, the menuro will remain? Is there no Beis HaMikdosh? There's no mitzvah esse from light to light the menuro in Beis HaMikdosh. So the Raman HaKoch Osigit of the Chanukah Licht. Chanukah Licht is a touch with the Menorah Beis HaMikdosh. Just imagine, and the Eibishter Zogt, come together for one day, we'll put on the Beis HaMikdosh, and we'll light the Menorah Beis HaMikdosh. Everyone would go. We have it, everyone in his little house. Ner Ish Ubeisoy. And the Gemara Zogt, we have to light the menorah outside. That's the halacha, according to the Gemara. And b'sha'as askone, where there's dangers outside, the goyim don't allow us, for whatever reason, it's dangerous. Madliku al shulchonoi v'dayo, put it on your table. Which means, when the world is world, and there's kedusha outside, and we can do our mitzvahs in a way which is accepted in the whole world, which will be a mitzvah, Hashem HaMashiach will come, then we put the menorah outside. When we can't put it outside, it's not the teretz. Your little dwelling should be kodesh kodoshim. You should have a little corner, menichoi ashulchonoi, put it on your table, and with this, you'll have the same power that Klal Yisrael held with the power of the Menorah. And what is the power of the Menorah? The Gemara sagt, anyone who wants to have a lot of money, he should daven Mizrach a bit towards Zofen, which is this side. Here, Mizrach is here, the left side, the Zofen. Someone wants to have Teure, Yadrim, a bit toward Dorim. Why? Because in the Beis HaMikdash, when he came to the Beis HaMikdash, is on the right was the Menorah, means come from inside, and on the left was the Shulchan. So anyone who wants Ashiras, the Shulchan, Yatzpin, a bit towards Zofen. Anyone who wants Chochme, Teure, Yadrim, a bit towards Dorim, the Menorah. So Menorah is a remez, one set of water for is. Rashi sagt that Yitzchok and Rivka were mispalat to the Eibishter. Steht Yitzchok was mispalat Neuchach Ishtoi, opposite his wife. Rivka and Yitzchok davened. So the Rashi is there, but so is there, one in this corner and one in this corner. What's the difference, the davened in the corner or the din davened in the corner? I imagine that Yitzchok and Rivka davened towards Mizrach. And then they wanted for Klal Yisrael Chochma and Ashirus. So one went to the corner, to this corner was towards Dorim a bit, and this one went towards this corner a bit to Zofen. So both together they had for Klal Yisrael a tefillah for Ashirus and for Chochma. Aber Menorah is Chochma, Menorah is Teure. So man made a Zogde Ramban. Klal Yisrael will always have the Teure. Elon Shir Rak Hatoira Azois. The Koyach Hatoira, the Koyach Amenoira, will always remain in Klal Yisrael. So Moish Rabbeinu Ta'ala Koyin Shulcho Gdoilo Misholehem. Your power is much greater than the power of Kobonis. Kobonis are limited to a Beis HaMikdash. Aber Menoira, which is Teure, Chanikelicht. Steht in alles vor Magdushim. The time of Chanik is a time gewaldig for Teure, for Chidusha Teure, but above all, what Chanukah means to us, to be mechazik the mishpocha. Ner ish ubeisoy. I had a friend, Okshem, he as well, he married off his youngest child. So I went up to him and told him, Rafael Manarov, told him, now your job starts. But why am I a job start? I just completed it. But yeah, you completed the job. But what you can give your grandchildren, your children don't know. They haven't seen what you have seen. Those who have seen a higher world, a higher world, have got a gewaltige koyach on heiniklach. And the young generation needs chizuk. They live in a time we cannot understand their nisyoinus. Their challenges, as stupid as the challenges are, but they do seem powerful. And I heard once a story that someone said once that this year Chanukah, he's going to concentrate, he's going to sit down with the children, and he's going to play dreidel exactly and sit with them with patience, with time. So, okay, he pulls them together and sits at the table with the children. He's got a dreidel in the middle, and he got the sweets. His gimel is, you get all the sweets, and sheen, you got to put in. He's going to be part of the game. After one round, the second round, his telephone rings. Children, you know what? Everyone's going to get 10 packets of sweets, but let me out of here. This is what we do the whole year round. Unfortunately, we are in extremely tense months of the whole year, because we are talking busy. What we do in one day, I don't think our Zaydas did in a month. Before Nahin, before Naher, all the Abba come for Seorats, it's just unbelievable. But the children, they don't need the sweets. They need the attention, the Messiros. And also, maybe it will be opportunity that we think about ourselves as well. Someone told me once after the holidays, you know, the Rav knows I was for 2 weeks on holiday, and I realized, I've got a wife, and I've got children, and I saw this child needs this, and this child needs this. I'm a pity if you would stay another week, maybe you would realize you got yourself as well. You went home a bit earlier. How we live, it's, I don't know. Aber ner ish obesoy. And finally, we say in Alanissim, bekovu shmoynes yemechaneke oilu lehoidus lehalel leshimko hagodol. It's a time of Hoidoy Lashem. What is Hoidoy Lashem? The Kovush Munis and Mechanic Elu, Chazal have appointed, Koivia given, I don't know if you can wear it's appointed, but no.
Established.
These 8 days for Hoidoy Lashem. What is Hoidoy Lashem? We say before Krishna in the morning, Lohoidus Lacho Uliachetcho Be'ahavo. To realize, recognize, and appreciate that everything we have is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Before we appreciate, as also the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, it's not yet a proper Hoidoy. Eliyahu HaNavi was his parallel, Aneini Hashem Aneini. When he brought the Korbanos with the Anshe, with the Nevi Hashekel, he was his parallel, Aneini Hashem Aneini. So the more white twice Aneini. The first Aneini Rebbeinu Shel Olam, please help, it should come a fire from above to take all the Korbanos I brought. And the second Aneini, they shouldn't say it's Kishuv. There's always a danger. When we need help, we know who to turn to. After the help has come, I also did something about it. They said that someone was in the water, in deep water, and he couldn't swim anymore. He didn't have the koyach. And he was in danger. So, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I'm going to make a siyum, I'm sechta. I'm going to give tzedakah, help me. It's still in danger. I'll make a siyum ashas. I'll then dafa yoimi. I'll then omed yoimi. Or raisa. Today, bli anori. And the Ebishter made mamish asiyat and shmaya. A strong wind came. And there was a tree not too far away. And a big piece of the tree fell off. Fell in the water and came to him and he held on to it. Rebbeinu Shel Olam, everything okay, I don't need any more. I've got it. Aneini Hashem Aneini. Lehoidus lecho. If someone wants proper hoidu al Hashem, uliachetcho. Remember Yichud Hashem. Only the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Rambam zokt in Pirkei Avot Alei Brachos. Klol shel dovor. Always daven for the future. And give hoidor for the past. So the Seder should have been opposite. First, give hoidor for the past. Say thank you. And then be mispalel. Le'olim mispalel odom ala osid, daven for the future. And then say thank you for the past. The Teretz is, when you daven for the future, you know who it is. We know the address. In order the Hoidoya for the past should be a proper Hoidoya, we have to make sure that we make it in the same way, in the same recognition of Yichud Hashem, then we daven Mispalel al Ha'osid. Zong Chazal, V'kovu Shmoynes Yemechaneke Eilu Lehoidois Ulehalel. Because in these days we saw such miracles, such nisim, that we realize who can make a little bit of oil to burn for 8 days? You only had oil for 1 day. It's a nes from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Geburim yad chaloshim, rab yad ma'atim. Why? Because Roshoyim yad tzadikim, v'zidim adusyos v'resecho. Who can make it? The Rebbeinu Shel Olam. V'meile, Yichud Hashem, these are days when we realize the koyach of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and only the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, then we can make proper Hoidoy Hashem. These are days which has got an ingredients of Torah, the Menorah. It's got an ingredients of the koyach, Ruchnius. Every little Ruchnius doesn't even match the greatest Der Chazal sagen, Scham, Mitzah, Bahai, Al-Meleke, der Ebesche kann give a reward for a Mitzah in this world. So they go, why not? Because all the benefits and hanoes in this world will not match one reward of one Mitzvah. It just not fit in. Memele, kum to chois, the koya chuchnius, and above all, hoidoye Lashem. Chazal say, kol aneshomu tehalel ko. Every neshomu should say thanks to Hashem. So in Chazal, I'll call neshima and neshima tehalel ko. And every breath we make, we have to see Hashem, thank you to Hashem. Why is the remes that every breath needs to do Hashem in the word of neshomu? Because they need a very, very big neshome in order to realize that wherever you breathe, shkoyach Hashem, shkoyach Hashem. And Chazal helped us a lot to it. They organized 100 brochas a day, Baruch Atah Hashem Alekeinu, and above, Shmoyne Esres, Kriya Shema, they gave us all the kelim to be able to keep connected, and sometimes still manage not to. Why not? A bit of concentration. We all know the first brach of Shmoneh Esre. You have to have kavona, the Pirush Amilas. If we manage to do it, I don't want to say, once a day, let's say, it's a lot. I think it's, what is it, 35 words or 43 words? I can't remember. Maybe 43. And we all know the title of the first. Or wherever it's important, the Torah comes and tells us something else. Days, we are Zuche, the Achone von Chanukah, the Chanukah itself, Größe Tag, especially now when we all need so much Chizuk. I think we all realize that this whole, needs the Rebbeinu Shloim himself, Kama Yochel, he should show his hand, B'yot Chazoko, B'shnef Siyata Lishmaya. We have the Größe Chilek of Teure in this whole, the Größe Chilek of Klal Yisrael in this whole. We have to be Mispalel, we need a lot of Chizuk. Now comes the day of Chizuk, the day of Lohidus, the day of Nisim and Niflois, which also Nisim, I've seen it, Bayom HaMehim B'Zman HaZeh, every year we have the power of Chanukah. So Mitzvah Hashem, the Koyach from Achon of Chanukah, from today, and Chanukah itself will give us a source of Chizuk, of Siyata Dishmai, of Ashgoche Proteus. We should be Zuche B'Yitz Hashem to Nisim B'Zman HaZeh, and to the Gula Shleimo, and the Bine B'Srapriro, and the Menoyre in the B'Samidosh, Im Hero, V'Yomeinu, Amen.